But what about Mark's point about having a more of a coalition, having more countries? I mean, Great Britain is now not going to be on board. A number of other countries have said they won't join in. How much does it matter that there aren't going to be many allies? And certainly there won't be, at least apparently there won't be a UN signing off on this.
Militarily, it doesn't matter at all. There's no, I mean, you can find some British and French sailors and stick them on the thing, but they don't really add much. These are American forces that only have the capacity to do this. As for international legitimacy, listen, gassing your own people is not a close call, as far as I'm concerned. That demands a response. I thought that was pretty much settled since World War I. The fact that other countries don't want to sign on, and by the way, a lot do want to sign on, do support the idea, that doesn't seem morally problematic when you got the atrocity and the case this clear. To me, the tough call, and I agree with Mark on this, the tough call is not whether some gross violation of international law was done. The tough call is whether what we do, lobbing a few cruise missiles, will do any good. And I'm perfectly persuadable that it'll do no good and lead to harm. But the idea that we should do nothing, that international law has not been grossly violated, that to me is a debate that's pretty clear.